And just to let you know, I now do have in the studio with me, I have Alex Shaw and Patricio Acevedo, both from Alu Brazil, who will be performing at Music Fest this evening, 7 p.m. this evening. So keep that dial tuned. And so I don't forget the ticket giveaway for the Indian festival. name has already gone for me, of Allentown, and I'll get his name back in a minute. Was the lucky ticket winner of that pair of tickets. So thanks to all of you who called in. We will have some more ticket giveaways during the week. And hopefully my mind will return to normal. Prior to Frenchie and the Punk, we heard from the Lehigh Valley based band Hot Bijou from their album I Found a New Baby, and we heard Caravan. And Hot Bijou are also performing at Music Fest at 8 p.m. this evening. They're on the jazz stage down at the Steel Stacks in the Music Fest Cafe building in the in one of the two cinema stages, the jazz cinema stage. Hot Bijou, 8 p.m. this evening. Definitely well worth catching. Go and listen to Alu Brazil first, and when they're done, get yourself over to listen to Hot Bijou. And we kicked off that set with gypsy jazz band from New Hampshire, Amaranush, the name of the band. And we listened to their piece Canto from their album Hot. Okay, time right now is a little after 2:03 p.m. You're listening to WDIY FM Allentown, Lehigh Valley Community Public Radio, 88.1 in FM and HD, and on translators 93.9 serving Eastern and Phillipsburg, and 93.7 serving Fogelsville and Trexlertown, and streaming on the web at wdiy.org. And lots of good information. Our playlists are up on the web, and lots of studio performances, including some of the people I have been playing you this afternoon. We have their interviews and studio performances posted on the website. Let's have a quick look at our Lehigh Valley weather. Current temperature, 81 degrees, heading towards a high of 85 degrees this afternoon under partly sunny skies. Tonight, partly cloudy, dropping down to a low of 59 degrees. Very pleasant, cool evening coming up for us. And then tomorrow, Sunday, mostly sunny. Very similar to today, a little bit more sunshine with a high of 84 degrees. And tomorrow night, partly cloudy, low of 61. Monday, 20% chance of thunderstorms with a high of 82. And more of a chance of thunderstorms on Monday night. And chance of thunderstorms continues over Tuesday and Wednesday. Over Tuesday and Tuesday night. And Wednesday should be back to being mostly sunny in the mid-70s. Good forecast for this weekend, so get yourself down to listen to live music down at Music Fest. Okay, I have the pleasure of having in the studio with me two of the many members of Alu Brazil. That's Alex Shaw and Patricio Acevedo. Welcome to WDIY. Thanks for coming by early before the performance.
Thank you for having us. It's a pleasure to be here this afternoon.
Okay, and it's my pleasure having heard you perform many, many times down at the Painted Bride in Philly in particular. It's a great pleasure having you up in the studio here. And this is a return visit to Music Fest for you, right? You were here a couple of times?
Yeah, we've been here several times, not necessarily consecutively, but we've been, I think maybe we last played on 2011. I don't think we were here last year, but it's a pleasure to be back. It's always a lot of fun, and we're always well-received at the Bethlehem Music Fest, so today is not an exception.
Yeah, and being on the final weekend, you should have a huge crowd out. The weather looks good, and I remember last time you were here and the crowd were going crazy for you. Tell us a bit about the band, the overall size of the band, the instrumentation. You have dancers as well, right?
Yeah, it's a large ensemble where we work with musicians. We have a sizable percussion section as well, which I think is one of the defining characteristics of our ensemble. We have a variety of different traditional Brazilian percussion instruments, as well as a full rhythm section with keys, guitar and cavaquinho, drums, bass, and also a horn section. So, musically speaking, we have a pretty sizable group. And then we also, for our larger stage shows, we have dancers that represent various dance styles from Brazil.
And tonight, you'll have the dancers with you?
Yes, we have a couple dancers with us this evening.
Okay, and they typically get out and mingle in the audience as well, if I remember rightly.
That's right. Yeah, we try to help, you know, engage the audience members. And, you know, I think some of our music, because it's not in English, you know, there's so much else that's so enjoyable about the music, not only the rhythms, but, you know, our the way that we engage the crowd, and our dancers are part of that show. So it's a lot of fun to be with new audiences and you know, get their energy, join their energy with us.
Yes, so if you did catch Elo Brazil previously at Music Fest, I'm sure you're going to be back. And if you didn't, you definitely should do tonight. They put on an amazing performance, an amazing powerhouse of percussion. And then with all the extra instrumentation on top of it, you will be up and dancing, I assure you. You have a new album out, which you just sent us a copy of this week, and that's pretty representative of what you'll be playing tonight, I think, right?
Yeah, actually, the album that we brought today to the studio, it's a couple years old, but it's still material that we play in our live show, and we've got, you know, I think that this is it's a live recorded album that was recorded at World Cafe Live in Philadelphia a few years ago. So this is music that we still celebrate, that we still like to share with our audiences. And we thought maybe would you like to pick a track? I think maybe.
Let's go with your choice, Alex.
All right. Yep. Well, I think number three, Adelita, is a nice, fun song. It's kind of a samba rock style, but it features our horn section, and it's just a lot of pleasure playing this piece. It's actually being sung by the other vocalist, Peter Bertini.
Okay, let's take a listen. Adelita from Elo Brazil.
Adelita, magnética. Essa garota tem seu wing lá do Rio de Janeiro. Vai ver com a cara e o que tá pensando sobre. Essa garota tem seu wing lá do Rio de Janeiro. Vai ver com a cara e o que tá pensando sobre. Ela é magnética. Ela é magnética. Ela é magnética. Ela é magnética. Adelita, Adelita, amor. Adelita, magnética. Essa garota tem um wing lá do Rio de Janeiro. Vai ver com a cara e o que tá pensando sobre. Essa garota tem seu wing lá do Rio de Janeiro. Vai ver com a cara e o que tá pensando sobre. Ela é magnética. 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 Adelita, Adelita, amor. Adelita, sensual, bonita como uma rosa. Angelicão, a primavera em pessoa. A primavera em amor, hein? Primavera em pessoa. A primavera em amor, hein? Quando ela passa por aqui, eu olho com seu inocente, por adocicando. E primavera eu me sinto deslocado. Que parto da idade do lobo pra idade do ouro. Eu me sinto deslocado. Que parto da idade do lobo pra idade do ouro. We'll be right back. Alita, Alita, oh, Alita. Magnética, essa garota tem zumbida do Rio de Janeiro. Vai ver com a cara e alguém também tá nessa. Essa garota tem zumbida do Rio de Janeiro. Vai ver com a cara e alguém também tá nessa. Ela é magnética, ela é magnética, ela é magnética, ela é magnética.
Yeah, Adelita from Alô Brasil, from their live album recorded live at World Cafe Live. And I have Alex and Patricio in the studio with me, as you probably have already heard. Beautiful piece there, and yeah, really good sized band on there, right? With the keyboards, the horns, the guitar.
Yeah.
Was it an acoustic bass in there or electric bass?
Electric.
Electric bass? Okay. And you're going to have basically this full size of band tonight?
Yeah, we got the full crew.
Wow, tonight. Okay, this getting my appetite really whetted here. Okay, so let's talk about the origins of the band, Patricio. You were one of the founders of the band,
yes,
so tell us how this band came together in Philadelphia.
Okay, well, Peter Bertini is one of the singers who is in Hello Brazil, and he is also a dancer and a dance teacher. So he had, in the University of Art, he had a class of Brazilian dance. So I joined that that class, and I started learning the music. So one day I told him that I was a guitarist, you know, and he brought a cavaquinho from Brazil the time that he went, and we started learning the music. So we actually, we worked for a year in his house before even we played a gig. We were both of us learning the music and learning the language. So that's how it started. And then Alex joined us a couple years after that. And it was a great addition because, he's, you know, Alex is a scholar. He has been studying the music, so it was wonderful to have him. Yeah.
How many of the band are actually from Brazil?
None.
None.
I'm the closest one. I'm from Chile.
So you're from Chile,
yeah,
right?
I'm from Chile. So.
That's absolutely amazing.
But we do have some of our dancers are Brazilian, so they represent that very well. Those movement styles very well. So.
So they keep you authentic, right?
Yes.
So, Patricio, you came. So you're from Chile. You grew up in Chile,
and then. I grew up in Chile. I played music from Latin America all my life. I studied music in Chile. I have a degree in music theory. So I am a teacher. I'm teaching actually in Camden, New Jersey, in an art school, and I teach the music theory, also strings. So I've been teaching all my life. So.
Okay, and Alex also, I think you teach as well, right?
Yeah, I do a lot of what we call arts education. So I travel around the tri-state area, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Delaware, and New Jersey mostly, doing all kinds of work in different schools and organizations, ranging from performances to workshops to residencies, et cetera. So if I'm not performing, I'm teaching, and it's one big cycle, you know?
And you're teaching percussion and voice? Or
I do sometimes some voice. Sometimes I work in the tradition known as capoeira, which is an African-Brazilian martial art. So there's times I teach that. But I primarily do Brazilian percussion ensemble. And I work with students. I work with people in groups that are not necessarily drummers or not necessarily musicians. One example is I've been, for 10 years, been teaching a bateria or Brazilian percussion ensemble at Wharton Business School for the students at the business school. So that's a case in point right there. None of them are professional musicians or percussionists, but there's so much about the music, so much about the tradition that brings people together as community-based music. And so there's a lot to learn from it. It's very integrated in a lot of other ways. So it's not just about the drumming of the beats, but you know, I try to teach about the history and the context and how important it is as a community art form. So it's a lot there to learn.
Interesting. At the business school, is the idea there that sort of leadership and listening and making each of them listen intently to each other?
Absolutely, yeah. There's a lot of leadership opportunities within this type of ensemble playing, a lot of teamwork and team building as well, and just, you know, the skills needed for ensemble work really translate in many other situations in the office or what have you. So yeah, it's one of the most popular activities at the school, and it's actually become quite a powerful recruiting tool. The administration has recognized it's pulled a lot of people's attention to the school in that capacity.
Wow, interesting. Yeah. Alex is also one of the percussionists in the Spoken Hand Percussion Orchestra that play always once a year in Philly down at the Painted Bride, generally in March, and are absolutely amazing with about 15 or 16 percussionists. And Spoken Hand will be performing this coming October as well, right?
Yeah, we had a very exciting collaboration last year in, I think it was May 2012, with an ensemble from New York, this vocalist named Philip Hamilton, and he has an ensemble called Voices. Spoken Hand being a percussion orchestra, collaborating with a vocal ensemble was really powerful. We had a production called Skins and Songs, and so we've been invited to perform that again at Swarthmore College on the 25th of October. I believe that's a Friday evening. And it's open to the public, so if you guys are in the area, please come and check it out. It's a very, very exciting performance, and we actually, there might be some movement as a part of that performance as well.
So highly, highly recommended. We actually were hoping to try and bring that to the Lehigh Valley, but nothing has happened so far, so at least he's not far down to Swarthmore, less than an hour
down
there.
We'll keep working out of it. We'd love to play in the Lehigh Valley.
Yeah, we would love to get you back here. Let's listen to another piece from the Alu Brazil album. What track would you like to...
Well, I'm thinking about maybe doing track 6, and that's Samba Giarere, and it's a medley of Coisinha do Pai. These are two classic samba tracks. You know, Patricio, who spoke a little bit earlier, he's the guitarist and plays cavaquinho. For those who don't know what a cavaquinho is, or a cavaco, it's basically a Brazilian ukulele. Is a four-stringed instrument, and it's a very important instrument in the samba tradition, and so you'll hear it featured here in this next track that we're going to listen to.
Patricio, anything to add about your playing?
This is the instrument that Peter brought from Brazil.
Yep.
And that was very authentic move that he did, because I learned with him how to play that instrument, so, and it was a great add to our group. So,
okay, so let's take a listen, and the title of the piece again:
Samba Giarere and Coisinha do Pai.
Meu samba tem muita axé, deve me dizer meu pé. Escuta o som do tantão, tem samba até de manhã. Procura um desamor e a tristeza afasta. Você que nunca sambou, cê nunca tem que sambar. Meu samba Giarere, quem samba não quer parar. Na hora do vamos ver, meu samba um dia durar. Tem o dom de resolver, deixar tudo no lugar. Você que nunca sambou, cê liga até que sambar. Baby, o povo canta. Baby, meu samba é assim. Amor, você pode provar, mas deixa um pouquinho pra mim. Baby, meu povo canta. Bebê, meu samba é assim. Amor, você pode provar, mas deixa um pouquinho pra mim. Bebê, meu povo canta. Bebê, meu samba é assim. Amor, você pode provar, mas deixa um pouquinho pra mim.
Eu quero ver se via, oh, coisinha tão bonitinha do pai. Oh, coisinha tão bonitinha do pai. Oh, coisinha tão bonitinha do pai. Oh, coisinha tão bonitinha. Eu disse...
bonitinha do pai. Oh, coisinha tão bonitinha. Eu quis picudinho. Oh, coisinha tão bonitinha do pai. Oh, coisinha tão bonitinha do pai. Você vale ouro, todo meu tesouro. Tá famosa da cabeça aos pés. Foi amando e adorando. Digo mais uma vez, agradeço a Deus por que lhe fez. Oh, coisinha tão bonitinha do pai. Oh, coisinha tão bonitinha. Eu disse prontinho. Oh, coisinha tão bonitinha do pai. Oh, coisinha tão bonitinha do pai. Chamosa, tão zangosa, e só me deixa prosa. Tesouro, vale ouro, agradeço a Deus por que lhe fez. Oh, coisinha tão bonitinha do pai. Oh, coisinha tão bonitinha do pai. Oh, coisinha tão bonitinha do pai. Oh, coisinha tão bonitinha. Eu disse pertinho. Oh, coisinha tão bonitinha do pai. Oh, coisinha tão bonitinha. Eu disse pertinho. Oh, coisinha tão bonitinha do pai. Oh, coisinha tão bonitinha do pai.
Wow, what energy.
Yeah, that was Samba de Arerê and Coisinha do Pai, a little medley from Alô Brasil. And that basically translates to the samba from Arerê and Daddy's Little Thing is Coisinha do Pai. So those are two classic sambas from Brazil, and we put them together. And at the end there, that was our keyboard player, Jeremy Dian, featured in his little solo. So a lot of talent in the band. We're really excited to have a great team of musicians in the group. And it's always a pleasure to, you know, every show is different. Never know what we're going to expect. And, you know, so tonight's going to be a lot of fun. We're very much looking forward to it.
Is that piece in your repertoire for tonight?
Yeah. It's going to be, it's definitely in the show. So you'll get a chance to hear it live tonight.
And the show is at 7 p.m. tonight at Music Fest and Volksplatz.
Yep,
Volksplatz Plaza, which is a great place to hear a band like this. Lots of good space to dance, and guaranteed lots of the audience will be up and dancing. So come with energy and ready to dance. Mm-hmm. Patrice, any comments on that piece?
That piece featured the.
It featured you beautifully,
the cavaquinho, the cavaquinho, which is usually played in samba school, only cavaquinho and the bateria, and we have our version, and we have a keyboard player and a bass player, and we do our own version, and it's a really fast strumming that I had to. And so it's very energetic.
Yeah, really rhythmic, yeah.
Yeah, very rhythmic, yeah. So
now, that's a Brazilian version of a ukulele, right?
Yeah,
yep.
That's right. It's four string, steel strings, and it's tuned almost like a G major. So it's
okay.
But I think they've been. I think you can trace them back to sort of the same areas. Both the ukulele and the cavaquinho back to the Iberian Peninsula and then Portugal, and that's where they have a variety of different guitars and instruments that came throughout the, you know, over the years. And so the cavaquinho is a part of that instrument, sort of the Portuguese.
The Portuguese, they brought them
yes.
to Brazil, so yeah.
Yeah, lots of good influence came out from that peninsula. I started off the program today playing some music, well, from just north of Portugal, but from the Galicia, northwest part of Spain. Mm-hmm. And it was a Galician musician, Carlos Nunes, performing in Cuba, with a piece that Galician emigrants had taken to Cuba, and then the Cubans had made it their own, put a different spin on it. So then he'd gone back to perform with Cuban musicians performing a traditional Galician piece. Mm-hmm. It's great the way the mixing happens. And
absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I think that's also our approach too. You know, a lot of the material that we do perform is our cover music, you know, cover songs, but we have, I think, a unique way of arranging them and kind of putting our own spin. You know, the band is based in Philadelphia. We recognize that most of our audiences are not from Brazil, but you know, we part of our mission is to play Brazilian music for American audiences, and you know, to find the songs and to adapt certain songs that I think will appeal to our audiences.
Well, that's the beauty I think Alô Brasil has. We have so many different musicians that with different influences and different ways of, you know, approaching this music, and it comes something really special.
Right. I mean, there's no question you communicate with the audience. I mean, I've seen the audience going wild, which I suspect may well happen tonight. And you were talking about the urbanization of samba, and I think you'd done a previous interview talking about that. Do you want to just say a few words?
Sure, yeah. I had a couple of weeks ago, I had an opportunity to speak with David Dye on World Cafe, a little bit about the history of samba and the urbanization of samba. You know, it's a complex history, and it's as I mentioned on the other in the other interview, it's sort of like talking about the lineage of the rock, you know, of American rock, you know, through the Delta blues. So it's sort of there's many different influences and different factors, but essentially you had a style of rural samba called samba de roda, samba chula, from the Recôncavo region of Bahia, which is the sort of interior. Historically, it was the prime land for the sugarcane industry hundreds of years ago. And the Africans that were in this region, they developed the style of music that we call samba de roda. Over the years, in the 19th century, towards the later part of the 19th century, there was a lot of migration from that region down to the south, down to Rio. And these traditions were brought to Rio, and sort of the early urban sprawl of Rio. These musicians would get together and have gatherings, and sort of developed another take on samba de roda, and became sort of the beginning of samba. There's lots of other things that were going on, other dance styles, the mashishi and the lundu, and the samba sort of entered into this very rich cultural atmosphere, and it developed into a style of samba in Rio, carioca style. But again, within that samba, there's many different styles. Also with certain cultural arts movements, the Modernismo movement in the early 1920s, and also with the advent of national radio in Brazil, really helped to popularize samba. And so samba became a really important part. And as the samba schools in Rio, what most people are familiar with, the samba schools in Rio kind of started in the late 20s, 1920s, and in the 1930s. And with that became very popular, the samba celebrations during carnival time, and samba de exaltação, which is sort of celebrating the cultural heritage of being Brazilian. It sort of has a strong nationalist agenda, you know, these songs kind of paying homage to the country and how wonderful the country was. And a lot of that had to do with sort of government, you know, pressures and agenda to kind of, you know, yeah, solidify the country. So yeah.
Interesting. That happened in a number of West African countries as well. And so the government-sponsored bands to bring back their native music. And yeah, certainly happened in Senegal and I think in a number of the West African countries.
Yeah. And if you look at, you know, in
Guinea particularly. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, I think it's very fascinating that, you know, public policy and, you know, government, hand in the evolution of music and popularization of music even Carmen Miranda is you know, in the early days of American exposure to Brazilian music, that was part of the Good Neighbor policy. You know, Brazil sending up Carmen Miranda to sort of spread the spread their sound. So it's been a very fascinating trajectory, and over time, you know, samba has blossomed into many different forms, and today, you know, it's celebrated in a variety of ways, from the samba schools to the backyard samba groups, the pagodes, you know, the fundo de quintal, and a variety of other musicians. So we take a lot of inspiration from this music, and you know, we try to do it justice in our own way in Philadelphia.
And you've put your own spin on it, the Philly samba, right?
That's right.
Should we go out with a samba piece?
Yeah, well, I was thinking about, we didn't get a chance to speak too much about it yet, but I was thinking about track 13, which is a track called Liberdade Ilê Aê. And this song was actually from Tony Mola, and it pays homage to a group called Ilê Aê, which translates to House of Life. It's a Yoruba term. And this Ilê Aê was the very first what we call Bloco Afro. And the Bloco Afro evolved through Ilê Aê, this community-based organization, in 1974. Prior to that, and this is also from Bahia, in the northeastern part of Brazil, where the population of that state is approximately 80-90% African descendant. So very, very powerful. You know, it's considered to be a cultural hotbed for African Brazilian culture. And, you know, prior to the evolution of Ilê Aê, there weren't really a lot of possibilities for Afro-Brazilians to participate in carnival time. So Ilê Aê developed a way to be a participant in carnival and sort of through its community. Received a struggle for them to succeed, but they eventually paved the way for other groups like Olodum, for example, Malê de Balé, Muzenza. Olodum probably becoming the most famous of all of them, as they've had in past years been able to collaborate with Paul Simon, been able to collaborate with Michael Jackson. And so Olodum has really become, you know, most well known for the Bloco Afro tradition, but Ilê Aê is the founder, and they're the ones that kind of started. So this song is called Liberdade Ilê Aê. Liberdade means liberty, but it's also the neighborhood or the district in which Ilê Aê was founded. And it's considered to be the largest black neighborhood in the entire country of Brazil.
Wow. Okay. A beautiful explanation.
Sure.
It's great to put the music in context. I mean, really yeah, helps nicely. So the title again?
It's called Liberdade Ilê Aê. And we start out with sort of a soft guitar introduction. And then you'll hear the percussion rise up through the middle of the song. And that really, this particular rhythm that we play is the signature rhythm of the group Ilê Aê.
Liberdade em Curuzu, liberdade em Ilê Aê, Salvador já te escolheu, coisa linda de se ver. Salvador já te escolheu, coisa linda de se ver. Aê, revendo as histórias da África, Ilê Aê vem a você, cultura, crença, sutileza e glória. Ilê faz parte da nossa história, cultura, crença, sutileza e glória. Ilê faz parte da nossa história. Vovô fez um bloco A, vovô fez um bloco do negão, vovô fez um bloco afro, vovô fez um bloco do negão, vovô fez um bloco afro, vovô fez um bloco do negão, vovô fez um bloco afro, vovô fez um bloco do negão. É África, Bahia, Salvador, é branco, é índio, é negro, é lindo. Com Ilê quero cantar. O negro é lindo, o negro é lindo. Com Ilê quero cantar. O negro é lindo, o negro é lindo. Vovô fez um bloco afro, vovô fez um bloco do negão, vovô fez um bloco afro, fez um bloco do negão, vovô fez um bloco afro, vovô fez um bloco do negão, vovô fez um bloco afro, vovô fez um
do negão. Liberdade, Curuzu, liberdade, Leaê. Salvador já te escolheu, coisa linda de se ver. Salvador já te escolheu, coisa linda de se ver. Aê, é verdade, Estônia da África, e Leaê vem a você. Cultura crente, sua sutileza e glória, Ilê faz parte da nossa história. Cultura crente, sua sutileza e glória, Ilê faz parte da nossa história. O povo fez um bloco afro, o povo fez um bloco do negão. O povo fez um bloco afro, o povo fez um bloco do negão. O povo fez um bloco afro, o povo fez um bloco do negão. O povo fez um bloco afro, o povo fez um bloco do negão. É África, Bahia, Salvador, é branco, é índio, é negro, é lindo. Com Ilê quero cantar, o negro é lindo, o negro é lindo. Com Ilê quero cantar, o negro é lindo, o negro é lindo. Vovô fez um bloco afro, vovô fez um bloco do negão. Vovô fez um bloco afro, vovô fez um bloco do negão. Vovô fez um bloco afro, vovô fez um bloco do negão. Vovô fez um bloco afro, vovô fez um bloco do negão. Ai, vovô fez um bloco afro, vovô fez um bloco do negão. Vovô fez um bloco afro, vovô fez um bloco do negão. Ai, vovô fez, vovô fez um bloco afro, vovô fez um bloco do negão.
All right, that was Liberdade Ilê-Aiê, and that is from Alo Brasil, based in Philadelphia. And we're here in the studio, to our great pleasure, being here with Bill and getting to talk about our band. And we're going to be tonight at the festival, at Music Fest.
At Volksplatz, 7 p.m. this evening at Volksplatz. Please come down. You will not regret it. It will be a wild performance.
It's going to be a lot of fun. And in case you cannot make this performance, I just want to give you guys a heads up that our next big show in the Philadelphia area will be at World Cafe Live on September 7th, which actually coincides with Brazilian Independence Day. And so we're going to have a big celebration of Brazilian Independence Day at World Cafe Live. I think doors are at 8 and the show starts at 9 o'clock. And so that's the 7th of September in Philadelphia. And if you want to find out more about us, you can like our Facebook page. Alo Brasil is on Facebook. Yeah. We do have a website, although it's currently being renovated right now. So, but for future reference, it's www.alobrasil, Brazil with an S, alobrasil.net. And you can find us there. But otherwise, for kind of more recent postings, you can just look us up on Facebook under Alo Brasil.
Thank you very much. 7 p.m. tonight, Volksplatz. Thank you, Alex and Patricio, for coming down here and spending time with us this afternoon before getting ready for tonight's performance. And I will see you later this evening.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yeah, great. Thank you.
For program support on WDIY, we thank the Pratyush Sinha Foundation, whose goal is to help children achieve their full potential, and Amoga Yoga, the fundraising division of the foundation, promoting yoga through non-denominational chants of ancient scriptures. More information may be obtained by joining them for Kirtan on August 17th at 7 p.m. at West End Yoga. Refreshments provided by Amoga Spices.
Okay, let's have another band that's performed at Music Fest during this week, the band Black Masala. They were down at Volksplatz early on in the week, and we were dancing to them like you will be tonight to Alo Brasil. This is Black Masala, right here on World Rhythms on 88.1 WDIY.
We'll be right back.
Some wild music there too from Black Masala, who were here at Music Fest last Thursday night down at Volksplatz and put on a wild performance, as you can imagine from that piece. Black Masala. And again, thank you to Alu Brazil for having been in the studio with us, or at least Alex and Patricio from Alu Brazil, prior to their performance at 7 p.m. at Volksplatz this evening. Time right now, 2:49 p.m. You're listening to World Rhythms on 88.1 WDIY.
For program support on WDIY, we thank Lehigh Valley Investment Group. Specializing in 401k rollovers and conversion Roth IRAs, the advisors at Lehigh Valley Investment Group assist clients in developing investment and tax strategies for retirement income and wealth. For more information, 610-419-4800 or lehighvalleyinvestmentgroup.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Do you have vinyl albums or 45s on your shelves that are taking up space and gathering dust? Why not donate them for a good cause? WDIY will receive profits from the records, and you will receive a tax deduction. Any condition is accepted. For more information or to arrange for drop-off or pickup, call 610-694-8100 extension 3 or visit WDIY.org.
Yes, please keep those LP donations coming. They are one way of supporting the programming here on WDIY, your community public radio station, your place to hear creative, diverse music like you get on World Rhythms every week and all of our other diverse music offerings. All right, we have 10 minutes left of World Rhythms, taking you up until Bluesville. Jack Adams is in the house to bring you 2 hours of blues from 3 until 5 p.m. Then at 5 p.m., Blue Moon Saturday, doo-wop and other music of the late 50s and early 60s. And that takes you through until 6:30 when Mona should be in the house with Assorted Women. That's the lineup for the next few hours here on WDIY 88.1 FM, Lehigh Valley Community Public Radio. Let's take a listen to a Spanish-Senegal combination. Senegal and perhaps Mali, but yep. Spanish and Senegal in particular. Involves flamenco guitarists and also the Malian kora player Tumon Jabate and Danny Thompson, the jazz and folk bass player who was in the band Pentangle amongst one of his many bands. This album's entitled Song I Too, actually the band and the album Song I Too. Let's have a listen to their piece Nihani.
son cœur. Et au délit comme un son. Par la fin de ma beau délit comme un son. Par la fin de ma beau délit comme un son. A quand même la langue de la tromina.
Listening to Viafakatore taking us out of World Rhythms this afternoon. Viafakatore, who will be coming to the Lehigh Valley and appearing at the Zalna Arts Centre on Sunday, October 13th. And we'll be playing more of him, and I will have an interview with him to broadcast on this programme sometime into September, early October. Viafakatore, the son of the celebrated Malian musician Ali Fakatore. You're listening to WDIY FM Allentown. Listener-supported community public radio. 88.1 FM and HD, 93.9 our translators serving Eastern and Phillipsburg, and 93.7 serving Fogelsville and Trexlertown, and on the World Wide Web at wdiy.org. I'm Bill Ultramont-Smith. Thanks for listening to World Rhythms. Bluesville coming up in just a moment.